We've been talking and we'll be continuing to be talking about vaccine mandates in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Joining us now is Blois Olson. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Vanita.
Boy, you know, between different districts doing distance learning, and then we've got the vaccine mandates, and we've got just piecemeal things, it's hard to keep track. You go around the Twin Cities, you don't know who has a mask mandate, who has a vaccine mandate. How do you keep track of it all? I think there's going to be a lot of confusion.
Well, I don't think there's just confusion, Vanina. I think depending on where you are in COVID world, if you have young kids, if you have older parents, if you are immunocompromised, your views this entire pandemic have been different. The interesting thing that I am seeing again and observing again is Minnesotans are frustrated. They are confounded. And frankly, there's a lot of nonsensical decisions being made by our public officials at this time. So let's put this in perspective. And I'm somebody who's vaccinated, boosted, was in Chicago this weekend and asked for my vaccine card to dine in a restaurant. Had no problem with it. Minneapolis and St. Paul, Hennepin and Ramsey counties are two of the highest vaccination rate counties in Minnesota. Therefore, it shouldn't be a big issue for, there's not a ton of customers that aren't unvaccinated. However, bars and restaurants have been singled out on this latest particular, you know, regulation. And I would say that we talked about it a week ago. The two mayors had a week to get their policies aligned, and they still couldn't do it. If you have young children and you expect to have a test within 72 hours, not to mention, can you even get results of a medically administered test within 72 hours? And when I asked yesterday during the news conference, was it from when you got your test result or from when the sample was taken? They said it's from when the sample was taken. Vanita, people are fed up. I represent restaurants. It is not clear. It's actually very clear to me that the two cities, the two mayors, actually didn't even listen to restaurants who were targeted by this. They listened to everybody else except for bars and restaurants. And I think that isn't just about where to eat for consumers. It's where future investments will take place. And each one of these two cities cannot afford to deter investment in their cities. And we'll get past this. We get past it all the time. But there's a deaf ear to the hospitality industry. And I frankly think that it's warranted that restaurateurs are pissed off.
Do in these vaccine mandates, and I know you do represent restaurants, so in these vaccine mandates, how is this going to be policed? Or how will it be enforced? It sounds like it's just, is it self-reported, or how, or people will just have to say, yeah, this restaurant didn't do it, or how will they, yeah, police it?
So the enforcement is going to be done by the restaurants themselves. So you're going to have a 17-year-old host or hostess ask for your vaccine card. And back to your point, be kind to these people. It's just part of their job. And we heard the owner of the Lotus say, we don't check IDs at the Lotus. How does this work? That's the way it worked when I was in Chicago. They actually checked my ID, matched it to my vaccine card, and then brought us to our table. The enforcement is going to be by city inspectors who are going to go around the city and make sure that restaurants and bars are compliant with this. And if they're not, it's up to a $500 fine if they're not checking vaccine cards and you know, making sure people have those on. They've done some of that enforcement throughout COVID. We've heard about really bad actors. But overall, operationally, this is just another layer in a pretty complex operational business.
You mentioned Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Boston, Philly, several countries have done this already. Anything we can learn from what they did? It seems, I haven't heard, but it seems to be working in these other cities.
I think it is working, but here's what we can learn. Why did they wait so long? September is when New York went to this. Chicago went to it in December. Why are they waiting so long? because case counts are coming down. And then add another interesting dynamic. Yesterday, the state announced that children and child care providers no longer need to quarantine after they've tested positive, that they can go to daycare and they can go to work. And so the other layer here is restaurant employees not impacted. So you could have an unvaccinated employee who works all day, but if in order to dine there, you have to have a vaccine. And then ultimately, we know that whether you're vaccinated or not, the spread is happening with Omicron. And so, you know, I'm hopeful. I think last week a date of March 1st. I think March 1st is the absolute last day that people are going to kind of be like, oh, yeah, here's where we're at. Now, we could have other variants. We could have other issues. But overall, you know, if we don't get through this wave and every restriction is lifted and every mask mandate is gone, people are just going to, you know, kind of throw up their arms and give up, and it's not going to be policed, and it'll have ramifications in the election for sure.
Well, I know personally, I live in St. Paul, and I will continue to go to all my favorite St. Paul places and continue to be patient. That's all we can do. You want these places to be there on the other side, because we saw too many restaurants close, really good places. So we'll have to all kind of work through this together. And you said buckle down and then get to the other side for sure. Thank you, Blois.
No, Vanita, I will be patient. I will be patient. I will patronize all my favorite restaurants. I will be out and about more now.
Yes.
I think the difference is that people are done.
Yeah. You speak for a lot of people for sure. Thank you, Blois. I'd love to hear from people. Please text us 651-461-9226. What do you think of these vaccine mandates? Are you surprised? Do you work in a food setting? Let us know. 651-461-9226.